It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
August turned out to be a little bit better market performance for the grains than anticipated, especially when you look at it for corn and soybeans. Wheat, not so much. When we return from the break, we'll talk about what August brought the grains.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, the month of August was a surprising month as far as the grain performance was concerned. It certainly was not one that I expected to see big support or big gains in any of the commodities, but that's exactly what happened. Looking at it for wheat, wheat continued to struggle as harvest continues to advance, especially for the winter wheat nearing its end and spring wheat getting into a good start. So August saw the wheat markets come under a little bit of pressure. We continue to see decent demand for wheat, but we're also seeing improving production estimates come out of a bunch of the world major world exporting countries. For the month, we did see Minneapolis drop anywhere from 18 to 21 cents, while Chicago was down 5 to 8 cents. Kansas City was down anywhere from 25 to 33 cents. But then surprises started to show up in the marketplace. Corn, after seeing an extremely bearish USDA report for their August crop production report, showing production over a billion bushels than expected, we actually finished higher for the week in corn, and a lot of that support coming from strong demand. By the time we wrapped it up for the month, we did see 4 to 7 cent gains in the corn market. Soybeans were the bright spot. The report was friendly to soybeans, and although we have not seen much demand for old crop, our new crop, old crop demand continues to be fairly decent for soybeans. Soybeans actually were able to gain anywhere from 65 to 67 cents for the month of August, which was an impressive performance considering everything that's going on in soybeans. Soybean meal also saw some good strength, and that helped to support the soybean market. Soybean meal was up from $14 to $17. Soybean oil was down $3 to $4. We did see canola also struggle because of the tariff concerns and China basically putting a ban in on canola coming out of Canada. Cattle did see another big month. We saw $14 to $16 gains in live cattle. Feeder cattle were up another $33 to $34, while lean hogs gained close to $5 to $6. Overall, August was a little bit better than we expected.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.